climate change and comedy might not seem like a natural pairing, but a new film combines the two to create a parable about how our society is responding to the climate crisis. William Brangham spoke with Adam McKay, director of comedies like Anchorman and The Big Short, about his current hit, Don't Look Up, for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
This is not real.
It's a classic disaster movie premise.
Tell me this isn't really happening. And using Gauss's method of orbital determination.
Two scientists, terrified by their discovery of an imminent, mortal threat to the planet, try to sound the alarm.
What Dr. Mindy is trying to say is that there's a comet headed directly towards Earth.
But in the Netflix satire, Don't Look Up, no one seems to care.
It will have the power of a billion Hiroshima bombs. There will be magnitude 10 or 11 earthquakes.
You're breathing weird. It's making me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to articulate the science.
I know, but it's like so stressful. I like trying to like listen to
it. I don't think you understand the gravity of the situation.
This comet is what we call a planet killer.
Least of all, the U.S. president.
I say we sit tight and assess.
Sit tight and assess?
Sit tight.
And then assess. The sit tight part comes first, and you gotta digest it. That's the assessment period.
While director Adam McKay says his planet-killing comet is a metaphor for climate change,
it's real and it's coming.
He's more interested in how society as a whole responds to the threat.
How big is this thing going? Can it destroy my ex-wife's house? Is that possible?
While Don't Look Up was panned by many critics as preachy and obvious, it has been a huge hit here in the U.S. and internationally, breaking some weekly streaming records for Netflix. The star-studded cast includes Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep and Jonah Hill, Ariana Grande, and Cate Blanchett and Tyler Perry. I spoke with Adam McKay recently from his production office in Los Angeles.
The central struggle of this film is these two scientists who see the threat and then try to communicate that threat to a world that does not seem to want to pay attention. They also struggle a great deal with how to talk about the threat. I've been covering climate change for 20 years, and I have seen this repeatedly. The scientists believe at the beginning that simply presenting the data will be persuasive to people.
Yeah, I mean, that's the central emotional thrust of the movie, is what do you do when you have a clear truth in this society we live in right now? And a lot of people have applied the movie beyond even the climate crisis to COVID, to democracy teetering on the edge in the US and other countries. And I think that's all completely applicable, because it becomes very difficult to just communicate a simple truth.
And it does seem that that is, for lack of a better word, the central villain or the central struggle against this media entertainment complex, that they cannot find a way to punch through that thick curtain.
Yeah, and I think that's really the way the movie works as a direct allegory for climate. And it was amazing to see the reaction from climate scientists to the movie. People just right away, climate scientists saying, yes, that's exactly what we've been through.
No, you stop.
Listen, in all fairness,
you need to stop.
I will, but in all fairness, I actually paid for the house.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Are we not being clear? We're trying to tell you that the entire planet is about to be destroyed.
Okay.
Well, it's just something we do around here. You know, we just keep the bad news light.
So the movie's doing a couple different things. It's dealing with the climate crisis and all these problems that we're not solving, but also just on a raw emotional level for me, even as the filmmaker. Good Lord, it was so nice to laugh.
And I'll get two more glasses of white wine, and I don't need the judgy face.
Do you think that, I mean, as opposed to the comet in your film, which everyone can see with their own eyes at the end, it's got a clear deadline as to when it's going to hit the planet.
You'll never take me alive!
Versus actual climate change, which is this slow-moving, rolling, incremental thing. We are seeing damages from it already. But do you think that the difference between the comet and actual climate change is why we have been so slow to react?
Yeah, I think so. I think to some degree, we're wired to deal with immediate threats. And I think the idea of a slow-moving, massive macro change is hard for a lot of us to deal with, especially in a society we're living in now, where there's so many bright colors and shiny objects and distractions, which get me as well. So I do think that's the problem. And I think that making it a comet helps compartmentalize it a little bit. And once again, the point of the movie is not really about the threat, it's about our reaction to it.
Do you know how many The World Is Ending meetings we've had over the last 2 years?
Your president in the film sees acting against the comet as a way to goose her political standing in the midterms, but there has been no political leader that has successfully ridden action on climate change to electoral success.
Yeah, I think we've really collided with this great challenge at probably the worst time that we could have, because there's just so much big money that is flowing through our political system, through our social system, through our media. If you turn on most news, you'll see them ignore giant climate stories and then go to an ad for a gas-powered car or an oil company. And I don't think anyone's consciously ignoring it because of that, but that kind of conflict of interest just creates a culture around it. And when everything is so profitized, I mean, the very way that we talk to each other with social media is completely driven and cranked to create conflict and misunderstanding so these companies can make more money. It's tough. I mean, we are really looking at a nuanced, difficult, immediate threat to billions of lives at exactly the time where we've broken the way we communicate with each other.
The film is Don't Look Up. It's on Netflix right now. Director Adam McKay, so good to have you on the NewsHour. Thank you very much.
Thank you, William. Pleasure to be here, man.
We are covering climate change, and go see the movie if you haven't.